You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, hep cats and crazy kittens. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine and filling it with the greatest rhythm and blues of the 1940s and early 1950s. This week we have a very special show as we pay tribute to another one of the unsung heroes of the rhythm and blues era. I'm talking about Percy Mayfield. Now those who are in the know all about Percy Mayfield. But unfortunately, as time has marched on, his reputation has been diminished. He is affectionately referred to as the Poet Laureate of the Blues. He was first and foremost a poet, but when you listen to these records, he was also a great singer and phraser. There is a rich melodramatic quality to his singing, very much like Billie Holiday. Throw some Charles Brown influence in there, and you've got one rich singer. I don't think any other rhythm and blues singer could troll the depths of the soul like Percy Mayfield. Most of his tunes were ballads, although on this week's show you're going to hear a few of his up-tempo numbers as well. Bob Dylan has even referred to Mayfield as one of the most important poets and singers of the 20th century. So for the next hour, we're going to cruise with the Poet Laureate of the Blues, the great and highly underrated Percy Mayfield. His life began on August 12, 1920, just outside of Shreveport, Louisiana, in a little community called Minden. There he got the knack for writing poetry, and soon he was putting his poems to song. He knew he couldn't get the recognition he deserved in a small Louisiana town, so he headed out to Texas. And when no success was had there, he moved out to Los Angeles around 1942. While in L.A., it was a tough slog. He was a dishwasher, a clothes presser, a short-order cook, and several other jobs, while he also sang part-time for a local band led by George Como. Nothing became of his singing ventures at this time, but he was still writing songs, and he wrote a tune called 2 Years of Torture. He thought the song would fit blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon, so he took it to Witherspoon's label, Supreme Records. Supreme was owned by a cat named Al Patrick and based out of Los Angeles. He played the demo for him, and Patrick was so impressed, they decided to record the song with Percy on lead vocal and issue it as a Supreme single in 1949. He was paired up with Monroe Tucker, who was under contract for Supreme. And one of the cats that played on that record was the great tenor saxophone player Maxwell Davis, who also arranged the session. This was a very important song for Percy Mayfield. 2 Years of Torture was recorded on September 20th, 1949 in LA. Supreme issued it that fall, and then the Supreme Masters were picked up by John Dolphin's Recorded in Hollywood label, and they reissued the song. After that, the Masters became part of the Swing Time catalog. 2 Years of Torture, which sold rather well all over California, but particularly in Los Angeles, saw a second life when it was recorded by Ray Charles in 1959 for his Genius of Ray Charles Big Band album. It has since become a rhythm and blues standard. Let's hear the original as we feature Percy Mayfield on this week's Juke in the Back. From 1949, here's the original 2 Years of Torture.
I've often been told that time rang by the chain. Yes, I've often been told that time brings about a change. But I've had 2 years of torture and my heart still feels the same. I had a real fine woman, fine as she could be. Yes, I had a real fine woman, tantalizing as she could be. Lousy syndicators and backbiters stole that little girl away from me. Days, and I still remember her little brown body and sweet little baby ways. 2 years of torture, and I'm still in misery. Misery. I guess I'm doomed as a lover, unless she come back to me. Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace in mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when the hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and pound a world trouble, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame, just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please
seeing someone to love.
The Poet Laureate of the Blues, Percy Mayfield, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and that was his first record for Specialty Records, Please Send Me Someone to Love. It was not only his first, but also his biggest hit, topping out at number one on the rhythm and blues lists and crossing over to a whopping number 26 pop. Please Send Me Someone to Love followed the moderate success of 2 years of Torture off the Supreme label, which kicked off the program this week. It was Torture that brought Mayfield to the attention of Specialty Records owner Art Rupp. When Percy left Supreme, he took Maxwell Davis with him. And so, when he had his first recording session for Specialty, held on August 16, 1950, Maxwell Davis was right there playing tenor sax and arranging the session. We also find Richard Wells on tenor, and Charles Walker on Barry sax, Eddie Beals on piano, with Gene Phillips on guitar, Red Callender's on bass, and Lee Young is playing the tubs. Please Send Me Someone to Love charted in October and rose to number one on November 25th, where it remained for 2 solid weeks. 7 years later, the Moonglows would bring that tune back to the Rhythm and Blues top five. What a great song, and its flip side was not too shabby either. Strange Things Happening, also recorded at that August 16th session at Universal Recorders in Hollywood. Strange Things Happening went to number 7 nationally. It was Percy Mayfield's only double-sided hit. And let's hear it now, baby. Here's the great Percy Mayfield and orchestra with Strange Things Happening, right here on The Juke in the Back.
Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Learn to love me or leave me, either one you wanna do. Because strange things is happening, baby, and something may happen to you. If you know you don't love me, why won't you let me be? If you know you don't love me, why won't you let me be? Because it's better to be without you than to live on in misery. Crying, daylight find me crying too. Midnight find me crying, daylight find me crying too. You better straighten your mind, pretty baby, 'cause something may happen to you.
Baby, please. Baby, please come back to me. Baby, please. Please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. I got up early one morning, before the night was gone. I looked in the bed beside me, and guess what? I was all alone. I cried, please. Come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Tears are wasted, and I know I cry in vain. I know I've lost my baby, but I love her just the same. Baby, please. Baby, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Oh, I need your love.
Ooh, Percy Mayfield with his second single for Specialty Records, Lost Love. That one rose to number 2 in February of 1951 and comes from his second recording session for the label held on October 23rd, 1950 in L.A. All the same players were present at the second recording session that were there for the first session, except Richard Wells was out on tenor sax, and the great Jack McVeigh was in. Now keep in mind that Percy Mayfield is writing all of his own material. He's also not aiming for a white audience. He's writing and recording these songs strictly for an African-American audience. Now, of course, if the records cross over, all the better. But that's not his goal here. He was tapping into the style that was prevalent in rhythm and blues music of the early 1950s. Ballads were big, and most of his songs were ballads. But when you listen to him sing, can't you just feel the pain, the emotion? I mean, it's so raw. Percy once said that he liked to sing sad songs because they were more true. There was more truth in a sad song. And baby, there's a lot of truth in this next one. It's "What a Fool I Was." And it is his third single in a row to chart, this one making it to number 8 during the early summer of 1951. It comes from his second recording session held on October 23rd and features all the same players. Here's the Poet Laureate of the Blues as we feature the soul that came before rock and roll. It's Percy Mayfield on the Juke in the Back with "What a Fool I Was."
What a fool I was to think that you could love me. You came in like a sunray and vanished like a shadow in the night. What a fool I was to let your kiss persuade me. Too late I learned that I was wrong when I thought loving you was right. It only proved that love is a gamble, and gambling is the life of a man. So I don't blame you, because I had to lose, for I fully understand. I just failed to pay my hand. What a fool I was to let my heart mislead me. Oh, well, I've lost and you're gone. What has happened has served me right. Let my heart mislead me. Oh, well, I've lost and you're gone. What has happened has served me right.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Someone may ask the question, why are you so sad? I would answer quite correctly, the blues is all I've had, 'cause I've been so mistreated. The blues has caused many tears. People, the world has misused me, and have for many years. Someone may see me crying and ask the reason why. The answer would be easy. The blues has made me cry, and I know just what you're thinking. But listen just the same, because the world is full of evil. I feel like it's the blame. To ask me, why am I this way? I wouldn't know how to answer, but but this is what I'd say, 'cause I've been so mistreated. The blues has caused many tears. People, the world has misused me and have for many years.
Mercy, mercy, Mr. Percy. Percy Mayfield trying to explain why he's so sad. That's My Blues from November of 1951, spinning off the specialty label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat. This is the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and this week we're paying tribute to the Prince of Pain, the poet laureate of the blues, Percy Mayfield. By the time that record came out, at the end of 1951, Specialty was pressing his releases on not only the dominant 78 RPM speed, but also the newly introduced 45 RPM speed. His records were selling so well that Art Rupe renegotiated his contract and signed him to a 5-year deal. Also at this time, Percy Mayfield's first record, 2 Years of Torture, continues to see great sales because now the song is owned by the label Recorded in Hollywood, which was one of John Dolphin's many labels. Since Percy was selling so well for Specialty Records, Dolphin was really pushing 2 Years of Torture on Recorded in Hollywood, and those sales were really paying off. Things were also going Percy's way on the appearance front. He set out with his own orchestra on a 60-day tour of one-nighters. This was the first time he played the Apollo Theater in New York. If we take My Blues and flip it over, we have Percy Mayfield's fourth charting single in a row with Praying for Your Return, which actually comes from Percy Mayfield's first session for Specialty Records, held back on August 16th, 1950. This record would see solid sales into early 1952. Praying for Your Return went to number 9 on the national rhythm and blues lists, and it's spinning next on the Juke in the Back. Here's the Prince of Pain, Percy Mayfield.
Darling, you know why I could never try to make love to somebody new. You took all my love, locked my heart, and then went away. It seems since you've gone that I have lived alone. All my friends are distant and few. All I do is pray that you will return someday. I can visualize all your beauty, but visions are vain. Darling, if I don't love you, then I must be insane. Stars no longer shine, moonlight makes me blind, and I don't even love sunny days. All I do is pray that you will return someday. Thank you. longer shine. Moonlight makes me blind. I don't even love sunny days. All I do is pray that you will return someday. Every morning, and I'll face the rising sun. When night falls like a shadow, my work had just begun. And they call me crybaby, but I cry 'cause I'm in pain. If I don't soon find somebody, well, I know I'm going insane.
Cry, baby. Recorded July 27th, 1951 in Los Angeles. That was Percy Mayfield's fifth charting single in a row. Cry, Baby charted in January of 52, where it rose to number 9. Up next is Percy Mayfield's sixth and final charting consecutive single, The Big Question, which was recorded on the 22nd of January, 1952 in L.A. Specialty issued it in April, where it topped out at number 6 nationally. This would be his last charting single until 1963, while he was working for Ray Charles on Ray's Tangerine label. It's pretty incredible that he charted 6 singles in a row. That doesn't happen very often. So let's hear The Big Question from early 1952. It's this week's Juke in the Back feature on the great and highly underrated poet laureate of the blues, Percy Mayfield.
I've got some questions to ask you on a subject called the blues. I've got some questions to ask you on a subject called the blues. And if you're acquainted with that subject, well, your answer may mean good news. Have you ever rose at midnight and walked the floor till the break of day? Have you ever rose at midnight and walked the floor till the break of day? And tried your best to figure why your baby went away. Have you ever laid in wonder and cried the whole night through? Have you ever laid in wonder and cried the whole night through? Have you ever loved a woman, boys, that turned her back on you? Have you ever sit down to dinner and had to eat alone and think about your baby and your appetite is gone? Have you ever lost your loved one? Have you ever felt so sad? Well, friends, that happened to me. That's why I've got the blues so bad. Got the blues so bad. I was born way down in Louisiana. I love the weird sound, 'cause that's my home. I'm way down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. I live way out in California. The folks are very nice, but they don't know about Louisiana. I'm going back and try to find a wife. Gonna settle down, gonna settle down, gonna settle down in my own hometown. That's my home, away down in Louisiana. I'm going back and try to settle down. Gonna settle down.
Percy Mayfield singing about his home state of Louisiana and tapping in on a rumba groove. Truly one of the few up-tempo numbers that this cat recorded, but it just proves that he could sing at any musical tempo. This next tune, The River's Invitation, was issued in May of 1952 on Specialty Records. It also failed to chart, but it's an important record because it would chart for him in 1963 when he recorded it for Ray Charles' Tangerine label. You see, after Ray Charles recorded Hit the Road, Jack, which was written by Percy Mayfield, he hired Mayfield as a songwriter and a recording artist for his Tangerine label. The 1963 version of The River's Invitation went to number 25 on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Let's go back now and hear the original specialty version of The River's Invitation. I'm at the Cat, and we're digging Percy Mayfield this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues, the soul that came before rock and roll.
track and I'll play in every town. 'Cause I'm trying to find my baby, but no one has seen her around. Now you know which way I'm headed. If my baby can't be found, I spoke to the river, and the river spoke back to me, and it said, "You look so lonely, you look full of misery. And if you can't find your baby, come and make your home with me." Take her for a ride. Then we'll live our life forever in a home among the tides.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Percy Mayfield, and I want to go back to his very early records, the ones that were cut on September 20th, 1949 in Los Angeles for the LA-based Supreme label. We kicked off the show with 2 years of torture, his very first record. Now let's hear his second record, Leary Blues. This was his final release for the Supreme label before moving over to Art Roop's Specialty Records. Here's this week's Great 78. Monroe Tucker and his orchestra, vocal by Percy Mayfield, and Leary Blues.
I'm so sad and lonely, blue as I can be. Yes, I'm sad and lonely, blue as I can be. Cause my baby caught a fresh thing and flew away from me. She's gone to a faraway country, over land and over sea. Yeah, she's gone to a faraway country, over land and over sea. Yes, I'll always be unhappy unless she flies back to me. Thank you. long, baby, bye-bye. Goodbye, baby. So long, baby, bye-bye. I would like to travel with you, but an airplane flies too high.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
How he feels within, and if he has a conscience, he knows when he sins. 'Cause only you can tell how deep is the well. 'Cause the well is the soul of a man. He picks out the cowards and makes them a slave. True love's given only to the hearts that are brave. So only you can tell how deep is the well, 'cause the well is the soul of man. The world gives you back what you give to the world. If you give love, you will get love in return. But if you give the world hate, well, somehow through fate, hate is bound to be your ruin, your ruin. If you were to tell me that you are my friend, and if you don't mean it, you will know from within. 'Cause only you can tell how deep is the well, 'cause the well is the soul of man. The world were to tell me that you are my friend, and if you don't mean it, you will know from within. 'Cause only you can tell how deep is the well, 'cause the well is the soul of man.
Spinning off a kind of beat-up 78 from September of 1953, that's this week's feature, the Prince of Pain, Percy Mayfield, with How Deep Is the Well. Basically, baby, how far down can the blues go in your soul? Mercy! Well, Mr. Mayfield suffered a setback in September of 1952. You see, on his way back from Los Angeles in a car, he got into a terrible automobile accident, which laid him up in recovery for quite a few months. But more tragically, it disfigured his once handsome face. I think this really took a toll on Mayfield's self-esteem, because he started to tour less and less after that. The other thing is, he wouldn't have another hit for Specialty Records. As I mentioned before, he wouldn't get back on the charts until 63. His first record release after the car crash was The River's Invitation, which we heard just a few minutes ago. Up next is a groovy little up-tempo number from February of 54. Here's Percy Mayfield, the poet laureate of the blues, still putting out great records, with Loose Lips.
If I should live to be 182, I know that I would never get enough for you, because I love the way you love me, baby, when you're making love to me. Loose lips. 'Cause baby, when your lips are busy, I'm as happy as a man can be. Loose lips. Thank you. when you snuggle up and kiss me and then hold me tight. I feel so young, I feel like I could play all night. I know that I could live forever, honey, if your love was all for me. Loose lips. Cause baby, when your lips are busy, I'm as happy as a man can be. Loose lips. If I should live to be 482, I know that I would never get enough for you. Because I love the way you love me, baby, when you're making love to me. Loose lips. Cause baby, when your lips are busy, I'm as happy as a man can be. Loose lips. Loose lips.
And when you're young, lovely and healthy, you don't need money to be wealthy. But you were born rich.
Wow!
Baby, you're rich. You don't need 10 minutes and a Cadillac car, 8 Great Danes and a Jaguar. Cause you're rich.
Rich!
Baby.
Ooh, wow!
Baby, you're rich. Your face is so priceless. And you love me everything. Just one kiss from your wealthy lips, and my heart just leaps and sings. Now I don't want you. I said you cry no more. Your tears are too valuable to overflow. You're rich,
rich
baby.
Ooh, wow.
Now baby, you're rich. Tears are too valuable to overflow. You're rich,
rich,
baby.
Ooh, wow.
Baby, you're rich.
Oh, baby, one of my personal favorites, Baby, You're Rich, from early 1955, spinning off the specialty label for Percy Mayfield, the feature on this week's Juke in the Back. Well, shortly after that record was released, his 5-year deal with Specialty Records came to an end. Shortly after that, Percy Mayfield was signed to Chess Records. He didn't have any hits on Chess, but the Moonglows covered his Please Send Me Someone to Love, which he had taken to the top of the charts in 1950. The Moonglows version only went to number 5, but established him as a sought-after composer. This would pay huge dividends in early 1960, when Ray Charles got a hold of Percy Mayfield's demo of a new tune he had written called Hit the Road, Jack. The rest, as you know, is history. Ray Charles signed him as a songwriter and a recording artist to his Tangerine label, which was distributed by ABC Paramount, the label Ray Charles was on after leaving Atlantic. While working with Ray as a songwriter, Mayfield wrote other great hits for Ray, like Danger Zone, On the Other Hand, Baby, Hide Nor Hair, and At the Club. Percy would score one hit for himself on Tangerine, and that's the re-recording of The River's Invitation in 63, which went to number 25. In the late 60s, he signed to RCA Records and had one hit for that label, To Live the Past, which went to number 41 in 1970. His last charting record came for Atlantic in 1974. It was I Don't Wanna Be President, which hit number 64 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. Percy Mayfield faded in and out of obscurity several times for the rest of his life, but unfortunately died of a heart attack one day short of his 64th birthday on August 11th, 1984. Those who are in the know about Percy Mayfield. Now I hope everybody else does. Thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity to shed some light on the career of one of the greats, a true Southern poet, Percy Mayfield. I'm At The Cat, reminding you that soul is a feeling, and you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. It's the Juke in the Back. Let's end this week's program on Percy Mayfield with that demo of Hit the Road, Jack, that inspired Ray Charles to record the song and sign Mayfield to Tangerine Records, saving his career. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on that flip side. Right now, I'm gonna hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now what'd you say?
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Oh, woman, you sure is mean. You the meanest old woman that I ever seen. But I guess if you said so, bop, bop, I better pack my things and go.
That's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this way, cause I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood, when you got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, bop, bop, I better pack my things and go. Now, that's right.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't come back no more.
No more, no more, no more.
Hit the road, Jack, don't come back no more. Don't come back no more. Don't come back no more.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.